The stage manager walked away, shrugging his shoulders, fuming, muttering insults at those milksops who remained quietly squatting in a corner while the whole theater was topsy-turvy. Gabrielle and Mercier were not so quiet as all that, only they had received an order that paralyzed them. The managers were not to be disturbed on any account. Remy had violated that order and met with no success. At that moment he returned from his new expedition, wearing a curiously startled air.
"Well, have you seen them?" asked Mercier.
"Montchamin opened the door at last. His eyes were starting out of his head. I thought he meant to strike me. I could not get a word in. And what do you think he shouted at me? Have you a safety pin?"
"Well, no."
"Well, then clear out."
I tried to tell him that an unheard-of thing had happened on the stage, but he roared, "A safety pin! Give me a safety pin at once!"
A boy heard him. He was bellowing like a bull, ran up with the safety pin and gave it to him, whereupon Montchamin slammed the door in my face, and there you are.
"And couldn't you have said Christine Daae?
I should like to have seen you in my place. He was foaming at the mouth. He thought of nothing but his safety pin. I believe if they hadn't brought him one on the spot, he would have fallen down in a fit. Oh, all this isn't natural. And our managers are going mad. Besides, it can't go on like this. I'm not used to being treated in that fashion."
Suddenly, Gabrielle whispered, "It's another trick of OG's." Remy gave a grin. Mercier sighed and seemed about to speak, but meeting Gabrielle's eye, said nothing. However, Mercier felt his responsibility increased as the minutes passed, without the managers appearing, and at last he could stand it no longer.
"Look here, I'll go and hunt them out myself."
Gabrielle, turning very gloomy and serious, stopped him.
"Be careful what you're doing, Mercier. If they're staying in their office, it's probably because they have to. OG has more than one trick in his bag."
But Mercier shook his head.
"That's their lookout. I'm going. If people had listened to me, the police would have known everything long ago."
And he went.
"What's everything?" asked Remy. "What was there to tell the police? Why don't you answer, Gabrielle?"
"Ah, so you know something.
Well, you would do better to tell me, too, if you don't want me to shout at you that you're all going mad.
Yes, that's what you are, mad!"
Gabrielle put on a stupid look and pretended not to understand the private secretary's unseemly outburst.
"What something am I supposed to know?" he said. "I don't know what you mean."
Remy began to lose his temper.
"This evening, Richard and Montchamin were behaving like lunatics here between the acts."
"I never noticed it," growled Gabrielle, very much annoyed.
"Then you're the only one. Do you think that I didn't see them? And that Monsieur Parabise, the manager of the Crédit Central, noticed nothing? And that Monsieur de la Borderie, the ambassador, has no eyes to see with? Why, all the subscribers were pointing at our managers.